Welcome to the InfoWars Nightly News. I'm your host, Jakari Jackson. It's October 7, 2015, and here's a look at our top stories.
Tonight, Barack Obama is not welcome in Roseburg. Residents and community leaders are accusing the president of politicizing the tragic shooting in Oregon last week to push for gun control and more gun-free zones. Meanwhile, the hero of Roseburg snubs Obama and says he is not interested in meeting the president. Then, Matt Drudge challenges Obama and Hillary Clinton to give up their guns.
Drop your guns, Obama. Take your Secret Service away, Obama. Take away your Secret Service. Dismiss them.
And beware of the police state in Gonzales, Texas. If you go over your 3-minute talk time at the city council, you go to jail.
Be sure you get in touch with Alex Jones.
All that plus much more up next on the InfoWars Nightly News.
It's that type of behavior that spurred me to do the research to develop a true nutraceutical formula that was designed to smooth out and help children focus. All of our children are hit with modern mind control. Television, music, fast food, GMOs, sugars, you name it. Young humans have not yet developed their nervous system and are being hammered daily by globalist concoctions. It's no wonder they can't focus and calm down and then are put on dangerous psychotropic drugs. Working with my team, we set out to find the best formula with the highest quality ingredients that children would actually like and take. We worked with the leading manufacturer in nutritional supplements that are safe for children to bring you the most affordable and powerful calming formula out there. Introducing Child Ease with herbs and calming extracts like chamomile and lemon balm and essential nutrients that taste great. Obtain your Child Ease today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's Child Ease exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com.
Last week after the shooting at UCC Oregon, we saw Obama, Hillary Clinton, the usual suspects. They came out and they said, we have to do something about all this shooting violence. And of course, nobody wants to see the shooting violence. Nobody wants to see any type of violence. But as I always stress, you know, Obama, he came out and he said, you know, I want to see the statistics of people killed by gun violence versus the people shot by terrorists. Well, okay, well, let's talk about that. Let's talk about the people who have been killed by terrorists. Now, of course, he was talking about the people in this country. But, you know, when you talk about Obama arming the Al-Qaeda rebels overseas or giving guns to Mexican drug cartels, that doesn't factor in. Also, with the number of people killed by guns, you have a big sizable number of people who have been killed by police. And that's not knocking the police. I'm just telling you what it is. Whether those shootings be justified or unjustified is another story. Of course, you have suicides and all type of other activity wrapped into this one big group, not to mention the people who most of the mass shooters, if not all the mass shooters in the past 20 years in the United States of America, have been on psychotropic drugs. But nobody wants to talk about the painfully obvious things, the elephant in the room, not to mention the FBI's own numbers talking about how you're more likely to be killed with a hammer than you are to be killed by an assault rifle. But I do digress. Today, we're going to talk about the people in the city of Roseburg. And now we have a Roseburg official saying shooting hero Chris Mintz is not interested in meeting with President Obama. And according to Douglas County Commissioner Chris Boyce, the college hero does not want to see Barack Obama. Chris Mintz, age 30, was shot 7 times after he jumped into action to save the lives of the people in his classroom, and he is recovering in a hospital. And he said that he is humbled by the fact that the President of the United States would like to meet him, but he's not interested to meet him when he comes on his visit. And why is this, you may ask? Because I think the people at Roseburg realize this is just going to be another political tool, a piece of Obama's arsenal on gun control. And as I previously mentioned, he has a lot of things to answer for all around the globe, even including in the United States when people like the Border Patrol agent Brian Terry was shot by a gun through his own Fast and Furious campaign. I think, was it the assistant attorney general did some jail time? By contrast, back when Nixon was doing all his dirty deeds, the actual attorney general went to prison for those type of activities. But it goes a step further than that. It's not just the classroom hero. Now we have Roseburg, Oregon residents protest against Obama following the shooting. And a Facebook page has been set up in an effort to organize a protest. The page called Defend Roseburg, Deny Barack Obama states, the anointed one, it's a bit sensational, I will admit. The anointed one, His Majesty King Obama in the White House, have announced a Friday arrival in Rosenberg, Oregon, in the wake of October 1st horrific tragedy at UCC. Because people realize, you know, we see people like the Milwaukee County Sheriff, Clark, he's saying if something like this happened in his district, he didn't want Obama or Sharpton or any of these other usual suspects to come in there and stir up this type of division, this type of, you know, we have to come in here and crack down very hard on all manner of things. Because people understand what exactly is going on. And we see people like Governor Cuomo, however you pronounce his name, Mayor Bloomberg, all these other guys, they have bodyguards, they have concealed carriers in the case of Dianne Feinstein. But now we see Governor Cuomo, he says he wants Dems to shut down the government over the Second Amendment. And he said, I'd love to see Democrats stand up and say that they're going to shut down the government or threaten to shut down the government if we don't get real gun control legislation. The inability of the government to restrict the Second Amendment is such a blatant failure of our political system and, frankly, such a blatant failure of the elected officials in this country. Well, I think people actually can read the Second Amendment. It says shall not be infringed. And it doesn't mean in the case of a governor or a presidential candidate or anybody else. If I can't have a concealed carry, I don't want Dianne Feinstein to have a concealed carry.
Mayor Bloomberg, how you doing? Jason, I grew up in Brooklyn. Okay, in the spirit of gun control, will you disarm your entire security team?
Get right back to you.
You'll get back to me? Would you like a sip of my soda?
There's so much going on in the world. Obama now is talking about, well, Australia had a good plan. We may have to do that. That's clearly talking about gun confiscation. Now Hillary's doing it. CNN's has pundits just saying, let's just take them. Do these people realize that this is the line in the sand at the Alamo? If they really come out in a frontal assault on guns, it means I think they're trying to start a civil war. It just seems like insanity. I mean, they may think that they're Stalin or something.
Well, because they're all armed themselves, or they all have that security around them themselves. They don't have to worry about. I challenge Hillary. Take away your Secret Service. Take it away now. Take away your Secret Service. Dismiss them. Have no security around you. Have no guns around you, Hillary. I dare you. I dare you. Obama, same thing. Drop your guns, Obama. Take your Secret Service away, Obama. Take it all away. Leave the White House unguarded, Obama. Let everybody know there's no guns on the White House grounds, Obama. You know what would happen in 30 seconds? Both of those people would no longer be on planet Earth. So they're asking us to drop our guns and to drop our security measures or what? So this thing is very real, and I don't see how it's being taken seriously except for the sick voter. You can't underestimate the sickness of the American people right now. They're really sick. And that's to me, I'm more angry at the sick Americans than I am at Obama or Hillary. I'm really angry at the sick Americans.
And that's right, because Drudge understands that they know the balance of power. When you go out to the White House and you see the snipers walking around on the roofs, you see the Secret Service walking around with their big dogs in front of the gate, they know that people see that, oh man, just the visual deterrent sways many people away. Just the same reason why you rarely see police stations get fired upon. Now it does happen. It happened earlier this year in the city of Dallas, but that's a very deranged individual. But by and large, most people who know that they're going to encounter armed opposition will elect to go someplace else. Or even if they rob someplace like a bank, the first thing they'll do is run in there and try to tie up the security guard. But that's a different story. I'm starting to digress here. Let's talk more about Drudge, because he came on the show yesterday, and this is a guy who's been on the internet for a very long time, very influential on the internet for a very long time. And he was talking about how people somewhat segregate themselves into these ghettos of social media. And he says, I don't know why they've been so successful in pushing everybody into these little ghettos, these Facebooks, these tweets, these Instagrams. Drudge said on the Alex Jones radio show, this is ghetto. This is corporate, and they're taking your energy and you're getting nothing in return. So he's referring to how you pretty much pump up Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, all these other social media sites. And in some cases, they sell your information, just like when you get on Facebook and you type in, I went and saw, you know, Hunger Games or whatever this weekend. And then it's like, well, did you want to buy the book of Hunger Games? You want to go buy the old movies of Hunger Games? This is how they make their money. And basically, they're just farming your information and you get nothing from it. I mean, I guess you get somewhat of the sharing it with your friends aspect, but you could also tweet that stuff. To me, basically, Facebook is just a big Rolodex now. You know, if I need to talk to somebody I haven't talked to in a while, I can go get the phone numbers and move on with the rest of my day. But I definitely understand Drudge's point on that. But, you know, at the flip side of that, which Alex was talking about today on the radio show, was he's basically using the enemy's own weapon, their own platform against them. So even though we may encounter Facebook censorship or whatever type of censorship, we can still get our message out there, even though they do like to come down on us for posting stuff that's already on the internet. Same thing with YouTube and other platforms as well. And while we're talking about all this technology, let's talk about Hillary. As Drudge mentioned, Hillary's physical security apparatus, but let's talk about her digital security apparatus. And Hillary's IT staff is worried that they're going to be asked to cover up some shady business. Employees at the Denver-based IT company that Hillary Clinton hired in 2013 to manage her private email network expressed concerns that they were covering up something shady. And that's according to a letter sent Monday by Wisconsin U.S. Senator Ron Johnson to the CEO of Datto Inc., a Connecticut-based computer cloud storage company. So even the people who have to clean up Hillary's mess are realizing that there's something not quite right about this, because as you recall, she had these servers professionally erased, and I think it was the FBI who was still able to recover some of the files. And once again, if you think back to people like Nixon, I understand that Hillary is not a president, even though she's vying for the position. But Nixon, you know, he breaks into a hotel, he steals some documents and does some stuff. I mean, what he did back in the day pales in comparison to what politicians do nowadays. You know, and all the things that happened to him, multiple people in his administration went to prison. But when people like Hillary or, you know, people in the Obama administration, the Bush administration, the whatever administration, I'm not just picking on Democrats here. Whenever they do things that are just as bad as or worse, they get pretty much a slap on the wrist. They go to these town hall meetings. They go to these political campaigns. And people say, I don't want to hear all this hoo-ha about Hillary and her emails. I don't want to hear about Benghazi. Now, granted, I think Benghazi is a much more interesting story than the emails. I will give you that. But, you know, for whatever reason, people have latched on to this email scandal. Because, of course, we know with Benghazi, Ambassador Stevens, Hillary was receiving emails or the, what do you call those, the wires, before, long before he actually ended up dead. So he was sending these things months out. Hey, I think there's a big situation out here. Can you send me more security? Right before his death, they actually took away security from him. And of course, he ended up dead. They dragged him through the streets. He's on the front page of every newspaper around the world. And she said, what difference? That's the picture right there. I think that's from the press conference. What difference does it make? So to me, it makes a really big difference that you pretty much did nothing while this guy is calling you on the phone saying he has a major security situation and you do nothing to stop it. That doesn't really give me the best confidence that you're going to do the best job as commander in chief. But that's not to say she's the only one. There are plenty of people in Republican or Democrat parties who I don't want anything to do with one way or the other. Now, something that I thought could have been done away with a long time ago, that is the way they process drug offenders. And now we see thousands of drug inmates approved for early prison release. Because as you guys may or may not know, they have what they refer to as mandatory minimums. So people who, you know, who get caught with, you know, a stick of weed or whatever in their pocket, if you do that enough times, they want to lock you away for a very long time. And to do this, they will actually release violent offenders, murderers, rapists, all number of things back out in the street to keep these guys in the prison. But let's go to the article here. Many defendants cleared for early release starting this fall fit more into a sympathetic profile. Small-time dealers targeted by a draconian approach to drug enforcement. But an AP analysis of roughly 100 court cases also identified defendants who carried semi-automatic weapons, had past convictions for crimes including robbery and assault, moved cocaine shipments across states, and participated in international heroin smuggling. So I guess just like you have some more minor league offenses, you also have, I guess, some big-time guys who, I guess, moving international heroin. And I'm not vouching for that at all. But for all your nickel and dime, you know, drug users, not even so much the deal, it's like they're putting drug users into prison like this. And a lot of your heroin addicts or people like that, they need treatment, not so much a prison sentence. And I guess the rationale is, well, we'll put them in these facilities and they'll dry out. But that doesn't always work, because we hear stories about people ODing even in maximum security prisons. And how the stuff gets in, I don't know, you know, whether they have corrupt guards or whatever the situation may be. But the drugs still get inside of these facilities, so banning it obviously hasn't worked. And once again, I'm not encouraging anybody out and to go out and do recreational drugs, but just banning it across the board has done nothing but just make the kind of prohibition movies we saw in times old of the old alcohol prohibition come to life in a very spectacular fashion. And now we have this, then a completely other topic. Jesse Ventura, he's talking about Trump and Sanders, and he hopes that they pretty much destroyed their respective parties. Now, Ventura, I do agree with him on this, because not so much about Trump or Sanders or any of these other guys, but these parties are so corrupt. They're so, not even corrupt, I think controlled is a much better way to put it. Because when we had the GOP debate, the first one with Trump, the highlight of that entire 2 hour, hour and a half, whatever it was when Trump said he's basically the guy who picks up the phone and tells people, you know, what you're going to do. So just because you went out and campaigned for somebody or you bought their collector's plates or whatever else, you think they're going to have your best interest at heart? No, if you're a small business owner and Trump picks up the phone and calls whoever he's been funding, says, hey, I need you to make this happen for me, you're not going to get what you need, even though that you campaigned for this guy. So I just want people to be very aware of that. And now Ventura is putting it way out in the open, and I hope at least people will pay attention to what he has to say. So we'll go out to break with this clip, and we'll come back with more special reports. I'm Jakari Jackson from the InfoWars Command Center, and you're watching the InfoWars Nightly News.
People no longer trust the career politicians because they've screwed it up so bad. I loved listening to you talk to those other talking heads about Donald Trump could be the destruction of the whole Republican Party. I throw my hands up in the air and cheer. I hope it happens. And I hope Bernie Sanders is the destruction of the Democratic Party. Because I wrote the book Democrips and Rebloodlicans, too. No more gangs and government.
I remember
it's that. Time to break up the two-party dictatorship.
This is an American president. Just add puppet, then vote and repeat every 4 years. Did you know that only 6 corporations control 90% of what millions of Americans see, hear, and read every single day? It's the illusion of choice. Think about it. The mainstream media is owned by only a handful of mega corporations with vested interests. But on the other hand, the internet is an interconnected network of billions of sources. So you can research information for yourself from multiple sources, or you can blindly accept what you hear or read in the mainstream media, never questioning what you are being told. This gives you a false sense of reality. I mean, do you actually know what you think you know? Or have you been programmed to accept someone else's version of events? Think about it. This is Darren McBreen, and I want you to break the matrix at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.tv and listen to The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on your mind.
Your liver can be full of fatty deposits, built-up toxins, and even dangerous objects known as liver stones. We worked with the top developers in the field of detox to take tried and true herbs and other compounds known to safely cleanse the liver and fuse it with the latest research and technological development on concentrating these ingredients to give you the maximum effect. Liver Shield is the only liver support product on the market that uses a patented Spigyrex blend of powerful organic herbs that support detoxification. And when you visit InfoWars.com, see the instructional video on how to do a 6-day liver detox. This isn't a game, and let me tell you, the results are dramatic. Liver Shield is totally organic and made of the safest high-quality herbs. But that said, you need to consult your physician before you do the full detox. Liver Shield can also be used daily by itself for overall upkeep of the liver. Secure your Liver Shield today exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com for the lowest price available. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139. Brain Force is here. Ladies and gentlemen, I've been on this the last few months. You probably noticed I've been more crazed, more focused, less brain fog, more energy, more special reports, and it's because of Brain Force.
One of the worst things with most energy products is it's not sustainable, right? You're going to crash and going to feel really bad afterwards. This has a bunch of different antioxidants and compounds and polyphenols.
Everybody's on these drugs to knock their brain out because the brain's so fried.
We kept changing this formula over and over and over again until it became sort of a grand puzzle. For example, the L-theanine inside of it, that is activated by the different compounds in the yerba mate that we put inside of it as well. This just increases the compounds you already have.
This is what you're actually designed to run on.
Exactly.
It's kind of like a car will run on one form of junkie gas, but it runs really good on what it's designed for. You will find Brain Force, Survival Shield X2, and other game-changing products at InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139. 3139.
I want my candy. I want my video games.
And it's that type of behavior that spurred me to do the research to develop a true nutraceutical formula that was designed to smooth out and help children focus. All of our children are hit with modern mind control. Television, music, fast food, GMOs, sugars, you name it. Young humans have not yet developed their nervous system and are being hammered daily by globalist concoctions. It's no wonder they can't focus and calm down and then are put on dangerous psychotropic drugs. Working with my team, we set out to find the best formula with the highest quality ingredients that children would actually like and take. We worked with the leading manufacturer in nutritional supplements that are safe for children to bring you the most affordable and powerful calming formula out there. Introducing Child Ease with herbs and calming extracts like chamomile and lemon balm and essential nutrients that taste great. Obtain your Child Ease today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's Child Ease exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. Knockout is back. If you want a product that has 10 known ingredients that naturally get your body to relax, your brain to relax, so you get deep, restful sleep, Knockout's it. InfoWarsLife.com. L-theanine, hops flower extract, lemon balm extract, valerian root extract, chamomile flower extract, L-tryptophan extract, melatonin, and more. All organic, all the natural sources. It's the same price as leading brands of melatonin that are 3 milligrams a piece. It has 3 milligrams, the standard recommended dose for an adult. It's got the GABA. So it would probably cost $50 to take all this as separate pills. It's $19.95. You take one or two of these, and it just is really clean, restful sleep is what the reviews are. It's what I've experienced. And it just synergistically puts everything in there.
InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com. Or call 888-253-3139.
When you elect somebody, you would think that they have your best interest at heart, at least to the point where they would listen to what you have to say if you were there in person with them. I can tell you that is not the case in multiple instances, whether it's here at the Austin City Council, when I try to go see people at the State House, anyplace else. A lot of times they say, no, we have no time to talk to you. And it's not just for me being a member of the media. We've seen many examples all across the country. People being kicked out, if not arrested, from city council meetings, all manner of things as well. And now a friend of the show, Mike Hansen, a longtime collaborator with Alex Jones, was in Gonzales, Texas. And he goes to address them about pretty much the federalization, the militarization of the police. He talked a whopping 12 seconds over his allotted time and then was put into handcuffs. We're going to show you that video. And also we're going to show you a clip from Mike Hansen Archives, which you guys can find on YouTube. An old throwback from the vault of Alex. So we'll come back right after these two special reports.
Mike Hansen.
Good evening. We just had Come and Take It, and it was a big celebration downtown. The city always hangs their hat on this Come and Take It, and they're very proud of the Come and Take It. The mayor's even promoting it down in Mexico and flying the flag on a boat down there in Mexico. Some say we did not like the Mexican government, them in our business, stealing our personal property and this and that. That's why we fought and got our own local government. Okay. So that's why I'm here to tell you and the public, and I'm going to hold y'all personally responsible, Mayor. When something happens, when somebody gets killed or hurt, we're going to hold you responsible after tonight because you're going to be informed. We want to keep our local police officers, peace officers, and our sheriffs locally controlled. A lot of y'all didn't know, you're going to find it very interesting, that in the last year, our police department has been taken over by the ATF, the DEA, and God knows what else. Because it's secret. You can't find anything out. You got newspapers here. You got two newspapers in Gonzales. You can't get a darn word out of them. This lady over here, she won't print the story because my name's associated with. You got the other paper. That's the Cannon. The Gonzales Inquirer will not do it because she's scared of the ATF, the DEA. Well, I'm not. I confronted them the other day. We got unannounced people coming into town, secret police. The police chief is denying that this is all going on. I put an open request act. You know about Jackie. You've denied it. They won't admit nothing. They're lying about it. You got black ski mask thugs running around, will not identify their self whatsoever. They're stealing. They will not identify their self. They're stealing people's personal property, their money, the cars. They call it assets forfeiture seizures. Then they're giving the police department some of it, the feds. We need to stop this. They're killing our local dogs. They're breaking out windows and doors on private property. And they're putting guns to children's heads. They're putting grenades in people's windows. And most of all, they're breaking the Texas Bill of Rights. Trying to get through this. We got 8 people and we need more time. I confronted the ATF when they were in town. And we have it on, since we cannot get a damn thing out of these 2 newspapers, no stories in the last year on this, that the feds have taken over our government, our police. We have to resort to putting this stuff on YouTube to get our own media out in this town because we have no time whatsoever.
Thank you, Mr. Hanson.
Well, we have another person. I'm not through. We got other people signed up. No, I'm not.
Oh, yes, you are.
We got 8 people signed up. If you can't do your job, you need to get out. Mayor, you knew about this 3 months ago when I told you about the black ski mask. You said you would not do anything about it. You didn't care if they were doing this in our town. You told me on the phone.
Yeah, I'm behind you under arrest.
No, I'm not going to be under arrest.
Yes, you are.
Try it. They do not want this out in this town. That they've been, they look at him. Look at him, what he's doing.
What
he's been taken over by the feds and they know it. Make sure you get it all out. Here, take my notes and get it all out. Jackie already said, that we could have our time with 8 people. Tell him right now before he makes a mistake, he don't want to, because he's gonna get sued for false arrest.
Each person gets entitled.
No, that's not what you just said.
John,
the feds are taking over our town. Y'all gotta wake up. We want local. You don't understand that we want local control, and that's our local police.
They're spraying chemicals on us too. They're harming us. See the chemtrails spraying up there in the sky. The pace is passing away.
I got a lot of money in my lawn. You better get a hold of Jackie because she's going to know where you're going to come to.
Chief Philippus, we really appreciate you taking out the time. A lot of public officials and public servants are afraid to even talk to the public or the press about things like this. When did you first become aware that Delta Force, the most elite training force in America, is what the Pentagon says, wanted to train with actual live fire or blanks here in San Antonio? Is that true?
Yes, that's correct. That actually started probably, I want to say, back in February when they first approached us, maybe even earlier than that, about doing some operations in the San Antonio area.
What were your major reservations in asking the mayor to tell them that y'all didn't want them to train here and to cease training here?
Well, a lot of things happened. First of all, the organization came into the city and never really approached the city as a whole. In other words, gotten together with the mayor and said, we need to speak to all these different departments and request some assistance. Various groups and individuals came into the city and approached different people at different levels. The police department was contacted, the city manager's office was contacted about using city facilities, various business owners were contacted through the economic development department, the fire department was contacted by different individuals. So there was never any coordinated approach to the city of San Antonio. When we found out of that, we had some reservations, but we were willing at least to listen. But then we started finding out that discussions were happening at other different levels, and there was no communication, no coordination between that. We also found out that leases had been negotiated with private business people throughout the city to utilize their vacant buildings without any coordination with the police department, because we were originally told there were probably going to be a couple of locations, and later on we find out there's 12 locations. And yet we were never brought into this at the beginning.
last Saturday's Austin American Statesman did an article about how they're practicing taking over police departments in Chicago. In fact, I've got a copy of that. I can give you a copy of that after the interview. I should have brought it up from my car. I just remembered. That's one thing that some cities I've heard have had reservations about. They call it touring the police department, but they actually practice dynamic entry and other things at the police departments. I heard that they were planning to do this in Houston, that they've already done some training along with the Marines and other forces of the military. Have you ever heard of anything like this before?
No, I have not. They did offer to allow our SWAT teams to do training with them in these particular exercises, but, you know, our missions are different. Theirs deals specifically with international-type situations. Our deals with local situations, and if an incident were to occur in this country, it would be local law enforcement, the FBI, and others that would deal with that.
Whereas so, the Delta Force is purely kill the terrorists.
Whatever it is. I'm not so sure what it is, but it's at an international level, and so our missions, our tactics are somewhat different. And I'm very proud of the SWAT team that we have. I think we have one of the best in the country. We do a lot of training for other agencies, and I think that we have the skills and the expertise to deal with those situations.
I heard it quoted that the mayor said that he didn't appreciate the dishonesty of the Delta Force. I was curious. We called the mayor's office, and they, Jackie O'Donnell, I believe is her name, she told us that you were the mayor's spokesman on this. Can you tell us exactly why the mayor would use such strong language and call them dishonest?
Well, I think that there were various approaches. For example, when I originally said no several weeks ago, matter of fact, a couple of months ago, but no was never no. And then no was never no. End of runs were done around to various community leaders. I had someone...
Excuse me, sir. You're saying that they ignored the police chief, and under our Constitution, you're the same as the sheriff, and you run the city or the county. You're telling me that Delta Force was ignoring your order?
Well, I don't want to say they ignored it, but in a roundabout way, yes, because what they would do, once I said no, they went to various individuals in the community to bring pressure to bear to get me to change my mind.
Approval for Hillary Clinton. Get your Hillary for Prison 2016 t-shirt today at the InfoWars store. Hurry up, because these things are selling out faster than Hillary Clinton.
This is an American president. Just add puppet, then vote and repeat every 4 years.
Introducing Secret 12, the new InfoWars Life vitamin B12 formulation. Now, InfoWarsLife.com is excited to announce that we can bring you our most bioactive, powerful form of B12 that has been developed with our exclusive perfected process. Secret 12 is a binary of nutraceutical grade, bioavailable coenzyme forms of B12. Secure your revolutionary Secret 12 formula right now at InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
I'm running for president. Everyday Americans need a champion, and I want to be that champion. I'm hitting the road to earn your vote, and I hope you'll join me on this journey.
Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives
gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.
Another major health threat, this one in Toledo, Ohio, where everybody in the entire city has been told not to drink the water.
Ohio's governor declaring a state of emergency.
Did you know that the average person uses about 80 to 100 gallons of water at home every single day? If there's a water emergency, will you be prepared?
Panicked residents forming long lines throughout the day.
We're here at a supermarket in Toledo. You can see the shelves empty where water once was.
To stay safe and healthy during a crisis, you must have access to safe, clean water. Water which will not be available at your local grocery store.
There's a mad dash on right now to stock up on supplies.
The ProPure Pro 1 G2.0 water filtration system is a must-have for every modern, independently minded household. Protect your family's safety during an emergency. Go to InfoWarsStore.com today to purchase your ProPure Pro 1 G2.0 water filtration system or call 1-888-253-3139.
The next great battle in defending the principles of freedom and true individuality won't be fought against authoritarianism emanating from the state. It will be fought against authoritarians imposing their dogma through culture. This is a culture war.
Shit just got real.
And the more progressivism demands absolute obedience to its doctrine, the more regressive it reveals itself to be. Progressivism is the new Puritanism, and that's why many traditional left-wingers are abandoning it in droves. Throughout history, society has persecuted, maligned, and silenced truth-tellers. Those who dared challenge the consensus faced oppression from the state. But modern-day persecution takes different forms. Prime amongst them is peer pressure and ostracism. Given their natural proclivity for intolerance, progressives are more likely to socially shun anyone who doesn't parrot their rhetoric. Amongst younger generations, this has functioned as an efficient means of ensuring that libertarian and conservative perspectives on the major social issues of our time remain on the fringes. Somehow we've been browbeaten into thinking that challenging the progressive consensus on any issue will leave us estranged, alienated, and miserable. Even though the facts show that liberals are unhappier, poorer, and despite their obsession with virtue signalling, far stingier than conservatives when it comes to donating to charity.
I'm triggered.
But the progressive establishment has a problem, because contrarianism is becoming cool once again. Politically, we've shifted to the left to such a degree that the hunger for non-conformist thought and opinion is raging.
I want the truth!
And whether you agree with him or not, that's why Trump has become so popular.
And it only makes common sense.
That's why third wave feminism is cratering, while a movement that has come to be known as cultural libertarianism is soaring. Fewer and fewer people are resonating with the progressive mantra. People are sick to the back teeth of being told what to think. They're tired of progressives telling them what to feel about absolutely everything, what opinions they need to adopt to earn social brownie points from their trendy liberal friends. They've had it with the unbridled imposition of political correctness and cultural relativism by the thought police. Classical liberals are now so horrified by what the modern left has become that they're no longer comfortable describing themselves as left-wing.
We are just constantly hounded by the politically correct assholes out there who want to turn this country into a place that I don't want to live in.
They've had enough of progressives resorting to censorship and authoritarianism to shut down debate. Progressivism is a movement which depends on the deliberate obfuscation of facts and objective reality for survival. But in so doing, progressivism has revealed its true face, a wasteland of enforced cult-like dogmas, allied with ruthless intellectual intolerance and the elimination of all dissent. But a new social movement is rising, an intellectually honest revolt, which places at its core a renewed reverence for objective reality. A movement which rejects the failed tenets of postmodernism.
I'm a human being, God damn it! My life has value!
A movement which repudiates the pseudo-intellectual notion that there is no objective truth. Conservatism is the new counter-culture, and it's now poised to banish progressivism to the ash heap of history.
Joe Biggs here with Infowars.com. Now today we're the Big Three East. This is in DeLand, Florida, right outside of Daytona Beach, Florida. Now today what's going to happen is there's going to be a whole lot of the top gun manufacturers out here giving briefings and then letting journalists who work for various different magazines that are pro-Second Amendment to come in and have a chance to shoot those guns. But what we want to do is we kind of want to hijack this event. We want to use this event to show all the people out here, have a chance to speak to the manufacturers and talk about important issues that are in the news right now. The fact that these mass shootings keep happening, and when they do happen, there's not a large mass of people who are scared of guns. What actually happens is people go in masses to go buy large amounts of guns, which completely goes against the narrative that the mainstream media keeps portraying, and the White House saying that they want stricter gun control. It's completely ridiculous. Whenever something like that happens, people open their eyes and go, you know what? I don't want to be that victim. Gun-free zones or kill zones, I want to have a chance to defend myself. That's what the Constitution's all about. The Second Amendment gives us that right. That's that permit to be able to protect yourself, your property, and your family. And that's what we're here for, to have a discussion, open a dialogue with the people who actually make these manufacturers, because Hillary Clinton just came out and said that she wants to hold the gun manufacturers responsible in the case of a mass shooting. So whatever guns were used in the shooting in Oregon, she wants to allow the families of those victims to be able to go and sue the manufacturer who made that. That's ridiculous. Why can't we sue every kind of car company every time there's a DUI, something like that, someone who's lost someone from that? More people die from traffic accidents than these mass shootings that happen. The only reason it's even talked about that much is because everyone has a smartphone now. Everyone has the capability to upload. Media is just huge now. There's no more shootings now than there were a long time ago. This stuff is the same thing continuing on. You just now have more coverage of what's going on, and you have a lot of the stupid sheep out there who see it and they regurgitate it and they believe it and think that that's how it is. So we're here to bust down those walls and debunk this whole gun control thing that's going on and show you how this can be fun to come out, how it's great, empowering, and part of our American culture to go out and shoot guns, to have a weapon on you to protect yourself. Because, like I said earlier, college campuses are gun-free zones for the most part. And what is that? A soft target. Charlie Hebdo attack, soft target. They always go after the soft target. I guarantee you're not going to have a shooter go into a situation where everyone is packing a gun. So everything that we've talked about for the last few weeks, it's all going to culminate. We're going to get out here. We're going to speak with the manufacturers, the shooters, all that. And we're going to give you guys pro-freedom, pro-liberty stories, and bring you up to date on what's going on in the gun community.
More families victimized, more average citizens President Obama may or may not personally offer his condolences to because he is too busy pleading his case to eliminate our constitutional Second Amendment right to protect ourselves and our communities. Pew Research's July 2014 poll, The Demographics and Politics of Gun-Owning Households, found that about 6 in 10 gun household members, 64%, say they often feel proud to be an American. In contrast, about half, 51% of other adults say this. There exists a constitutional mindset and reason for owning a weapon in the United States. The United States ranks numero uno in gun ownership, dominating at 88.8% per 100 residents, according to 2014 numbers from the Small Arms Survey based in Geneva, Switzerland, a group staffed by experts in security studies, political science, law, international public policy, developmental studies, economics, conflict resolution, and sociology. These are the people pushing the international policies to agendize constitutional freedoms we as a nation require in order for our republic to operate. And the media spin on the coverage is always the same. Who cares who the shooter was in Oregon? Why should we? Our immediate and only reality-based concern should be for the families and communities that need to be protected by the next incident, whether it's 3 months or 3 years from now. If we could just all pay attention to the numbers. Last year, Breitbart reported 92% of mass shootings since 2009 occurred in gun-free zones. On October 9th, the Crime Prevention Research Center released a revised report showing that 92% of mass public shootings between January 2009 and July 2014 took place in gun-free zones. 92%. Jerome Corsi, writing for the WorldNet Daily, reported in 2012 that psych meds were linked to 90% of school shootings. Some 90% of school shootings over more than a decade have been linked to a widely prescribed type of antidepressant called selective serotonin reuptake inhibitors, or SSRIs. According to British psychiatrist Dr. David Healy, a founder of RxISK.org or risk.org, an independent website for researching and reporting on prescription drugs. So what are gun-free zones? Are they really fundamentally legal? Or are they a petri dish for domestic terror? Why is it that good people with guns are banned from having them, and there is virtually zero law enforcement in gun-free zones to assure that good people are sufficiently protected by the bad guys who can acquire guns anytime they want? Or is that just it? They are protected as zones where domestic terror can be orchestrated in order to push the motives of a global narrative. The bad guys will never relinquish their guns. It appears we need more stories where the bad guys lose. And what better way to make that happen than to arm the good law-abiding citizens that can begin to turn the tide on an unrelenting wave of domestic terror events that infinitely spins in the controlled media wash cycle.
I began to get into iodine a few years ago because it was helping me and my family so much get healthy and detoxify. I believe our research is conclusive. This is the best iodine out there. And I know this for a fact. Nobody else has got iodine based on these pure crystals, ladies and gentlemen.
For a limited time, experience the ancient power of Survival Shield X2.
I believe our research is conclusive. This is the best iodine out there.
Take advantage of this at InfoWarsLife.com.
And why wearing a Hillary for President t-shirt might get you punched in the face.
They thought it said Hillary for President. He said, I was seconds away from sending my bar back over here to punch you in the face. Since you're wearing a Hillary for Prison shirt, you don't have to buy drinks here. Everything's on the house.
Hillary's not surging, I tell you that. They're not saying that. They're not saying that. Thank you.
Donald Trump endorses Hillary for Prison. Get your Hillary for Prison 2016 t-shirt at the InfoWars store. And on the back it says, legalize freedom. Show your disapproval of Hillary by buying your t-shirt today.
But what she's done is criminal.
This is an American president. Just add puppet, then vote and repeat every 4 years.
I was there at the beginning, inside the Clinton machine. I saw it all happen, from the corrupt to the absolutely corrupt. And that's when I thought about my father, who was dying of lung cancer, and what he would do if he knew the man I'd become. And then I thought about my daughter. What if the cocaine they were bringing in was to end up getting used by her? I hit my knees that day and asked God to forgive me. I wasn't a good person. I worked in special operations, Central America, South America. I did a lot of bad things. But I hit the bottom that day and said I was going to make up for it. And now, I just want to see these criminals brought to justice and get their just due. Not made president, but put where they belong. In jail. One thing about Hillary, Bill was just a good timing guy. But Hillary, she's an animal. Hillary is the one that I promise you, she pulls the strings. She pulled them in Arkansas. She pulled them in the White House when she was there as the First Lady. And my God, if she gets to be president, what you see out here now is going to change. We thought it changed with Obama. That's nothing compared to what's going to happen with Hillary. And I tell you right now, I will stop Hillary.
We've gone further than anybody we know of, and that's all we're going to say. And people can ask us 100 different ways and from 100 different directions. And we're just going to leave the ultimate decision up to the American people. I really just want everybody to take a deep breath and relax and just, you know, sit back, because here they come again. We're going to have to just ride through this as we have so many of these other false accusations.
Let me get the air clear about this. The email scandal, I believe, was brought out by the Clintons.
Now, I would be pleased to talk more about this important matter, but I know there have been questions about my email, so I want to address that directly, and then I will take a few questions from you.
You see, we knew running for election, you never want to run as the anointed one. You always want to run as the underdog. Now, it's kind of hard when you're building Hillary Clinton with all the hoopla and who they are now. How do you get to be the underdog? If you look at the email scandal, where did the email scandal come from? The New York Times. The New York Times has never been anything but a PR firm for the Clintons. Even if they had it, there is no way the New York Times would have broke a story about Hillary that could do damage to her. But look what she's done. They have used the email scandal to catapult them into an underdog status. Now, as we get closer to the election, when you get through the primary and you get into the general election, I can tell you, New York Times, read my lips. Go ahead and write the article. It's probably already written. Right when they get into the general election, you know what they're going to say? They're going to say, oh, we've checked all this out, and it turns out there was nothing to it. That's what's going to happen. It's all used to stage Hillary. Now, if you don't believe me, remember when Hillary ran against Barack Hussein Obama. She should have used our system then, but she didn't. She came in and she was the anointed one, and he whooped her. She's not making that mistake this time. And by the way, if you notice, Hillary's also done the other thing you have to do at the formative stage of a campaign. She's going around, she's sucked up all of the money that's out there. So anybody tries to run against her, I hear people ask me, what do you think about Biden? I don't think about anybody. What are they going to run against her with? They have already laid claim to the money.
Once the American public begins to see the emails, they will have an unprecedented insight into a high government official's daily communications, which I think will be quite interesting. You may have seen that I recently launched a Snapchat account. Those messages disappear all by themselves.
You see, when Hillary gets in office within 6 months, according to the plan we wrote back in 1986, literally there's a plan called the 86 plan, and it's where we finalized and put everything down. Within 6 months, she will make Bill ambassador to the UN. When Bill gets to be ambassador to the UN, it won't be 6 months then. because of the Clinton Foundation, what they've used the Clinton Foundation for. It won't be 6 months until he's made Secretary General of the UN. Now, can you imagine the power Bill and Hillary have? I mean, they will have achieved more power than any couple in the history of the world when they pull that stunt.
On January 20th, 1993, William Jefferson Clinton became the 42nd President of the United States. At the time, most Americans were not aware of the extent of Clinton's criminal background, nor were they aware of the media blackout, which kept this information from the public. As State Attorney General and later Governor, Bill Clinton in 12 years achieved absolute control over the political, legal, and financial systems of Arkansas. As president, he would attempt to do the same with the nation by bringing members of his inner circle with him to Washington. The hijacking of America was underway, and its impact on future generations would be incalculable.
It was years ago when I was picked up by a man named Mr. Whit Stevens. And Mr. Whit was the brother to Jack Stevens, Jackson Stevens. And they were the kingmakers in Arkansas. So they called me one day and said, we need to meet with you. And I met with them and they said, we need you to take a look-see at a guy that we think we can make governor. And we want him to be the youngest governor in the history of the country. So I agreed. And then that's when I met Bill. When I met with him, it was kind of weird because I was talking to him and he was chasing after the waitresses. And I would try to get his focus and all he would do is just chase after the waitress, just watch, man, I want some of that, man, I want some of that. And it just went on and on and on. And finally to the point where I had actually gotten a little bit perturbed about it and said, man, this, you know, we got to figure this out. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. And he was Attorney General at the time. And so I went back the next day to Mr. Witt and told him what I thought. I said, Mr. Witt, this guy is a sexual predator. He's not just a womanizer. I mean, I'm telling you, this guy's sick. And he's a pathological liar. I mean, and I told Mr. Witt, I couldn't even make him tell the truth. And when it came to something he could tell the truth on that would be harmless to him, he still couldn't tell him. Well, Mr. Witt said, you can break him of that. We'll have a talk. So I figured, what the heck. Couple 3 weeks passed. They met with Bill. Apparently they got everything worked out the way they wanted it. And he was in the game running for governor.
And that is a segment from the New Clinton Chronicles. You can find it on YouTube. Well, I'm Jakari Jackson for the InfoWars Nightly News, and we'll see you again tomorrow night.
Knockout is back. If you want a product that has 10 known ingredients that naturally get your body to relax, your brain to relax, so you get deep, restful sleep, Knockout's it. InfoWarsLife.com. L-theanine, hops flower extract, lemon balm extract, valerian root extract, chamomile flower extract, L-tryptophan extract, melatonin, and more. All organic, all the natural sources. It's the same price as leading brands of melatonin that are 3 milligrams apiece. It has 3 milligram, the standard recommended dose for an adult. It's got the GABA. So it would probably cost $50 to take all this as separate pills. It's $19.95. You take one or two of these, and it just is really clean, restful sleep is what the reviews are. It's what I've experienced.
and it just synergistically puts everything in there. InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com. Or call 888-253-3139.
You are watching the InfoWars Nightly News, which airs 7 p.m. Central at InfoWarsNews.com. And your support is helping us defend liberty worldwide.